A news release from the State Democratic Party calls for the governor to launch an independent investigation of the Department of Justice's interactions with D.A. Kratz. The release suggests Kratz is one of J.B. Van Hollen's political supporters. But the attorney general says his office responded to a complaint from the crime victim in a firm and timely fashion and made life difficult for Kratz.
We forced him to report himself to the Office of Lawyer Regulation. We forced him to resign from the Crime Victim Rights Board. We did a criminal investigation of him. We took over his criminal case and secured a felony conviction when he was looking to get a misdemeanor. You know, he has every reason to be angry at us.
Van Hollen says if people are looking for someone to blame for the fact that Kratz has not been officially disciplined, they should blame the Office of Lawyer Regulation.
That is the body for which these complaints are meant to be referred, and that is why we made sure that it got in their hands. Guarantee you, certainly nothing Mr. Kratz wanted to do. I think, obviously, we have an Office Lawyer Regulation problem in Wisconsin that this case points out.
The Office of Lawyer Regulation is under the supervision of the state Supreme Court and is by statute required to keep its communication with attorneys and crime victims confidential. But Van Hollen today released a letter written March 4th from the office's director, Keith Sellen, informing the victim, Stephanie Van Grohl, that Kratz's behavior was inappropriate but did not qualify as professional misconduct and that therefore no investigation would be done. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.